This is Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa say, play WMUN. Let's join the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Thank you for joining us today on Page Turners with Cam and TC on the talk of Muncie, WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. You know, Thomas, we have a really special guest today, and I am so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a real page turner.
I have been wanting this particular guest since we named our show Page Turner. So, without further ado, I would like to introduce the Dean of College of Communications for Information and Media and a professor at Ball State University, Page Turner.
Thank you so much. I cannot believe that I get to actually be on a show that is named after me. Okay, now I know it's not named after me, but we do share the same name and actually share the same passions.
Yeah. I know when I met you at the CCIM Career Fair, the first thing I said is, I need to have you on my show. And I was so excited when you agreed. So thank you.
How could I possibly turn it down? This is my, you know, my history, my future.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get the formalities out of the way. So what exactly does the dean at Ball State University Communications do?
My job is to make sure that all of the things that our faculty and student need are in their hands to succeed. So the College of Communication, Information, and Media is comprised of four academic units. Mm-hmm. Our Department of Media, Department of School of Journalism and Strategic Communications, Communication Studies, and our Center for Information and Communication Sciences. We also have Ball State Public Media as part of our college, our eSports team, our Unified Media Lab, and so many other things. So I get to make all of those things happen and make dreams come true for our faculty and students.
I love hearing that. And it makes me happy that we have an eSports team in town now.
And we are very highly ranked. So you guys want to come by, check out the center.
We'll
have a little competition. We can have a game off.
Can I sub my husband for me? Because I'm really bad, but he's really good.
Sure, why not?
Yes, okay. Yeah. I will be the best cheerleader.
But everybody else gets to sub too.
Okay.
Can't give you just a special treatment, even though we love you.
All right, fine. Now, I know that we're page turners, so we talk about books. What book are we talking about today, Paige?
Okay, we are talking about Before the Coffee Gets Cold,
which is a fantastic, I would consider it like a short novella more than like a novel. It's roughly a couple hundred pages or mm-hmm. so. And I didn't even know that it existed until you had recommended it. And I binged it in a day. And it was fantastic.
I am so glad you enjoyed it. It has been, it's a series of books. There's mm-hmm. four of them. And it has been a series of books and a book that has stayed with me. Mm-hmm. I probably read 2 to 3 novels a week. And so for one of them to stand out and just keep coming back in my mind, that really says it's something about speaking to me mm-hmm. and maybe speaking to some of the larger culture issues we have.
So how did you go about finding this series?
So I do read so much that I use Goodreaders. Is that Goodreaders?
Goodreads.
Right? Goodreads, yep. Yes. I'm the Goodreader. They're the Goodreads. Yeah, yeah. They mm-hmm. give me the names.
Yep.
So I use that. I also have a Kindle app, and they suggest readings in other areas. And then I belong to several reading groups as well that they're always posting books to read. And I honestly couldn't tell you how this one came up, but when I read the first one, I was like, I need the second and the third, and then finally the fourth came out as well.
Yeah. Now, are you on Book Talk?
Oh no.
Yes. So when we were coming up with the show concept, mm-hmm. I went up to Thomas and I said, are you on TikTok? And he went, yeah, a little bit. And I said, okay, books are coming back with a vengeance because of the pandemic, because there wasn't a lot to do. And a lot of my age people, you know, millennials and everybody, we're coming back. We want it. So Book Talk has been a huge benefit for me. It has branched me into fantasy and historical fictions and like real life stories. And it's so much fun. So for us to have so many different platforms
it's to wonderful.
Find books, it's wonderful.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that and okay, this is my dean hat talking. Mm-hmm. The AI and the algorithms continually feed you the books like you've read. Right.
Yeah.
They say you like this, you'd like that. But to me, that becomes your narrowing and narrowing and narrowing. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have opportunity to have different platforms to say, here's something you may not have thought of, mm-hmm. or here's a genre yeah. you should try. Because I don't think we should always just be exposed to books that reinforce mm-hmm. or resonate with us. We should be exposed to books that we hate, that challenge our ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm a little concerned about some of these book platforms narrowing our focus and ideas.
Yeah, because I know it gets to the point where, like, you're reading the same thing over and over and over, and then you get bored and you move on. Mm-hmm. But
and you don't start seeing other possibilities. And what books do is they tell you stories about what the world could be, mm-hmm. right? And then you get to take those forward with you and say, is this the world that I want? Mm-hmm. And how could I make that possible? And if you keep narrowing and narrowing and narrowing and you're getting the same story, you're not imagining what else the world could be.
Yeah. Now, for those of our listeners that haven't read this book, can you give them just a couple of sentences of what Before the Coffee Gets Cold is?
Am I supposed to not give any spoilers, or am I supposed to do a spoiler announcement?
We usually will just say spoilers and then continue, but yeah.
So the story is set in Japan, and it is about a coffee shop. You know, you oftentimes think of tea shop, but it's about mm-hmm. a coffee shop that if you visit it and you follow a set of rules, you can go back in time or you can go forward in time. But the catch is you can't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you get to go back or go forward, there will be no difference in your present except for one small difference.
Exactly. And for, this isn't a spoiler, but those rules, which we've talked about time travel here mm-hmm. a couple of times, what you do doesn't change the present. You have to sit and stay in a specific seat in this coffee shop. You can only meet people who have been to the coffee shop. You can only time travel once, and your time ends when the coffee gets cold.
Hence the title of the book. Exactly. Yes.
I love these rules. When I was reading or listening to it, because I listened to the audiobook, it felt so specific, and I loved that. Is that something that you really enjoyed?
I did, and I also loved that in the storyline, they talk about how many people come to the coffee shop to do the time travel, mm-hmm. but once they hear the rules, they decide not to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, like, 98% of the people who think that they would like to do this, when they hear the rules, and particularly that you can't change what happened, they decided that it's not worth the time travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that they have to do when they have to sit in a specific spot is it's a spot that is filled by a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't mm-hmm. get her out
Spooky.
Without a curse. So you have to wait for her to get up and go to the bathroom. And you never know when that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is something that you truly want, then the rules, you'll agree to them. And you will wait for the opportunity to have that experience. I love that about it.
I'm a visual person, so as you're describing it, I'm thinking, man, I'd love to see that on screen.
Mm-hmm. It would. I hope that they do. I think it yeah. would be amazing because it's very small. You have three tables with two people,
mm-hmm.
three bar stool seats.
A real intimate setting.
Very intimate. Yeah. You have to go down a long staircase to get there, and they mm-hmm. can hear you coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call out, welcome, as you come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
She's
yes.
giving me goosebumps.
Love it. It hits all the points. Right? It's got a little bit of that ghosty kind of vibe to it. It's got a lot of, okay, well, I don't know where this is going to go or what we're going to do. So, love it.
I love it.
And when you think about the rules, like you think about sort of the meta narrative about the rules,
mm-hmm.
right? You can only meet someone who comes into the coffee shop, who's been in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
You can't create your life out of things that haven't happened or that haven't really occurred or are going to occur.
Yeah.
So you can't make something happen that's not part of who you are. You can only stay as long until the coffee gets cold. We oftentimes think that time goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there are moments when things happen and then they go on and move on. And so to think about that you can have this moment until the coffee gets cold, and you then have to go forward from it. That is something I really enjoy about the book.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get to talk a little bit more about it after this very quick break. So don't turn your dials. Find us on Facebook. We'll be right back with Paige Turner on Paige Turners.
This is Paige Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, say play WMUN. Let's continue the story now with your hosts, Cam and TC.
Welcome back to Paige Turners with Cam and TC and our special guest, Paige Turner. We are sitting here with a cup of coffee that is now cooling down, Cam.
Oh,
so
no.
You know what that means.
Well, I'm not going to be here for very much longer. I'm out. Deuces.
So we only have about, 9 more minutes or 10 more minutes until our coffee cools. So.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, when we're talking about these rules, let's say you go into this coffee shop and you hear these rules, Paige. Are you sitting down? Are you waiting to go back?
I am 100% sitting down and waiting to go back because I've read the book and I understand what the benefit is of doing this besides making something change.
Yeah.
So absolutely. In the book, they also do, because as your coffee cools, if you don't get out in time, right? So we got 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then you become the ghost that occupies the seat. Yeah. So there's a lot of tension in that moment as you're experiencing something. I want that last glimpse. I want that last moment. Mm-hmm. And my coffee is cooling and I could be stuck here forever. So I'm going back with the thermometer in my coffee that beeps and tells you time to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm taking the thermometer. If they don't give it to
100%.
Me, I'm putting it in. No, absolutely. Would you go?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000% I would. And it was really interesting because I had mentioned before we started talking on the show, I recently lost my dog. And this entire book just made me kind of refocus my grief in a way that it's still sad. Like, he was my best friend, but it helped me kind of reframe it. And I think that was really helpful. And we've talked to some authors on the show who do the same thing, where they take their own trauma, their own grief, and tell everybody about it so that you can then use that to move on or think about things differently. And that's so beautiful because it's all about consequences and regret. Like,
yes.
Those two big words the entire time I was listening to it, that's all I thought about was, what's the consequence and what am I going to regret?
And the question that I love the book brings to forefront is, regret is something you experience in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something about changing what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So can we get rid of regret or move forward from a state of regret when things didn't change?
Yeah.
And I think that is a really powerful message that we need in our lives today. There are things we can't change. But could we have a conversation with someone that helps us understand what was motivating them, what they were thinking that we may not have been in that moment able to listen to or see?
Yeah.
Can we have that conversation so that we can release the regret and move on to a future?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to talk to the author and see where their inspiration came from.
I would as well. I think that would be wonderful.
Sounds like a goal, Cam.
Yeah.
Get him on the show.
You want to go to Tokyo?
Yeah.
I see a conversation with the author. I see you brokering a movie deal.
Yeah.
You do movies. I'm just saying.
And our college has the equipment and the people. We can do it. We're filming.
All right. Well, all right, guys. That's all the time we have because we're going to go film a movie now. Bye.
Our coffee hasn't quite cooled yet.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm too excited. All right. Now, when we talk about Before Your Coffee Gets Cold, it is a different structure, too, than most books. So it's really segmented in 4 stories that all are housed in the same place, and we see some of the same characters, but they're all different stories. They're different points in people's lives. How did that make you feel as you were reading it? Because I know my opinion is probably going to be a little bit different than yours or different than Thomas's. So I'm curious to know how you felt about that.
Well, I think all of them resonate with different points in my life. Mm-hmm. One of them's a story about a lost love, mm-hmm. like what could have been. And I imagine, I don't know, the two of you, maybe not, maybe, you know, but there's always been moments of a person that was important in your life and you wonder what could have been.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's a story about families being estranged and figuring out how we come back together and how we might have missed each other in mm-hmm. our own conversations. And of course, all of us have those moments where we think that our families aren't working. And what are we going to do going forward about that? One of them is about a mother mm-hmm. who is expecting her child.
Yeah.
And that I have two children and thinking about what choices would you make knowing what could be possible for the future mm-hmm. Given that situation. That's what I love about all the storylines is they resonate in some way with some point of most people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
And so the level of regret that you feel in this storyline compared to this one is different.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see. I know when I was reading the reviews on Goodreads for this, a lot of them were, I just don't understand because the translation from Japanese to English was weird. I grew up reading manga and watching anime. That is exactly what I anticipated when I saw a translation from Japanese to English. I was like, oh, yep, got it. I know what we're doing. I can see it in my head. We've talked about I'm super visual. So if somebody can describe something, I see it.
Then you can see it.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized that. I hadn't read that review. But interestingly enough, my children and I used to watch Fruits Baskets, which
yeah.
is, yes, Japanese manga. We were studying abroad in Spain for 6 weeks, and we couldn't understand anything on the television, but mm-hmm. we brought the whole Fruits Basket DVD set. So maybe that's why.
You're the best mom.
So maybe that's why it felt so personal to me.
Yeah.
Because it brought up those memories of being with my children and doing that as well. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Another reason to love the book.
Exactly. Because, I mean, when you grow up, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and Sailor Moon and Fruits Basket and all of that. So when you grow up and that is your primary source of cartoons, and then I get in my 30s and I'm reading this, I can see it, I can feel it, I know exactly what kind of coffee shop it is, I know the characters that are coming through, I know the woman in the dress, I know what she's wearing because of that.
Yeah.
So it kind of like brought in my childhood a little bit, which I think made it hurt in a good way more
mm-hmm.
because it did feel so close to home.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about, you know, the regret or the pain or mm-hmm. the sense making as a child, that's overwhelming. You don't have a system of meaning by which to process all that, right? So it
yeah.
takes you back to that moment and experience. But then you layer on top of it as an adult and you've had experience, you're like, I can try out different lenses to understand this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment of a lost love. You know, you've been through different types of experiences and you can see it from a different lens. But when you're a child, you've only got one.
Yeah.
And that's a much more narrowed focus on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you like Fritz.
Oh, of course
yeah.
I do.
And they're out new. There's a new movie out.
Yes.
I have not seen it. We were going to go see it. I couldn't get tickets. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Side.
I think it's on Hulu. So just plug for Hulu for a second.
Yeah.
Go watch it on there. But I mean, to your point of when you're younger, the first story about the lovers, they're young adults. They are not established. They are not understanding of their own emotions, let alone their partners. So to see that and knowing where like my husband and I started out and where we are now, that was one of the ones that really stuck to me. Because we don't have kids yet, so.
Yeah. Well, and for me, it's the assumptions we make mm-hmm. about others' intentions in that moment. And when people travel, they oftentimes travel to be able to maybe meet with someone who's dead or has mm-hmm. a disease or something's going on. But you get an opportunity to do what we really should do more often is to say, do you mean this? Mm-hmm. Is this your intention? Here's what I'm feeling in this moment so that the other person can hear it and respond to it, as opposed to presuming that what's happening in my head about what's happening in your head is really a match. And because I have never been able to do that very well. I've never gotten what's going on in somebody else's head.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
How about you?
Yeah. Well, our coffee has officially cooled. So our episode, our chapter of Page Turners has to come to an end. Thank you so much, Page Turner, for chatting with us here on Page Turners. Find us on Facebook and give us a like. Join us again next week for another chapter right here on Page Turners.